Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Previously, we discussed the name of Allah, Al-Hakam, the ultimate decider, the ultimate judge. It's because Allah is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing, all-aware that Allah can be the ultimate decider and the ultimate judge. It's because Allah has all the power to make decisions. None can doubt it, none can refute it, none can appeal it, none can debate on it. And everything from sustenance to good health to contentment to life and death to children to rain to knowledge, the decision in regards that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes. And it's a great solace for a believer because you know none can benefit you nor harm you except if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has decided. So you turn to Allah for refuge, you turn to Allah for assistance, you turn to Allah because Allah is the ultimate decider. Today we discuss the name Al-Adl, the being which is full of justice. The literal meaning of Al-Adl is equality, where you do any action without excess or deficiency. The scales of justice and fairness have to be fairly balanced. That's why you need Al-Adl. Adl means that irrespective of your love or your hate for someone, you still have to do justice. The scales of justice must not tilt because of your hate or your love for someone. Allah Himself mentions in the Quran, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. Do not let your dislike for people or for a particular group of people or for a particular individual cause you to be unjust. Now there are two things which are necessary for fairness and justice. The one is you must be so powerful that none can raise one's head against the person's decision. Your decision is beyond anybody else interfering. Then only can you be al-adl. Otherwise, then even judges get swayed by the political leaders, by business leaders, etc. And the second is that you need to be so wise that after weighing up the issues, you make the appropriate decision. Now, Allah is Aziz, all-powerful. Allah is Hakim, all-wise. Allah does not even need to weigh up the issues. He does not need to deliberate. His decision is perfectly balanced. You know, there's a saying that the whip of Allah is silent. Many times oppressors, even though we may not see it, they feel the punishment of Allah. They're either restless or they're unhappy or there's some issue, some pain, some difficulty. And deep down they know that this is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala taking them to task for the oppression. Al-Adl, being full of justice, is we see it in our bodies as well. Allah is Jawad. Hence Allah has created our bodies and given us our limbs, meaning He's generous. But then He's Al-Adl, He's placed everything in its appropriate place. Imagine if your eyes were on your feet. Imagine if your nose was on your knee. Imagine if your ears were on your back. Allah has placed everything perfectly. All the sensory organs Allah has placed on the head because that's where the most appropriate place is. If you look at the balance of the body, the human being is perfectly balanced. So we can move easily, we can walk easily, we are flexible, we've got mobility, we've got agility, we're not out of sync, we're not designed such that movement becomes difficult. This is because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Al-Adl. And Al-Adl has finely balanced everything. It's all to do with balance. But you need to have total power to be able to have precise and absolute balance. And the only being that has total power and precise and absolute balance is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Al-Adl, the being full of justice. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who are just. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.